Hold up.
WeOP-talk.com.
We're talking about going to the opticians.
Yeah, because I've just been and spent rather a lot of money. We both wear glasses.
Yes.
When did you start wearing yours?
I started wearing mine in my mid-30s, I think.
Right, and is that because you needed it? You needed them for reading?
Well, I can remember it specifically, actually. It was one day, it was around dusk. The sun was going down, and you know the light fades, and I realised I couldn't read street signs.
Oh.
So then I decided to get my eyes tested, and the optician said, yep, you need glasses. Not strong, but I just needed them.
So the glasses that you have now, they're just normal single-vision glasses, aren't they?
Single-vision glasses, not very strong, -1 they are.
All right, for seeing things in the distance.
Exactly, yes, and for driving.
Right. They're reactions as well, aren't they?
They are. They go dark in sunlight, so I use them as my sunglasses. They're great, just what I need.
I, unfortunately, well, the same as you. I was in my 30s when I realised I needed them for seeing things in the distance. But now I also need them for reading as well.
You're a bit strange, Jackie, aren't you? Because both of your eyes are different as well as being short and long-sighted.
Yeah, well, one of them is really much better for seeing things in the distance and one of them for close-up. Anyway, as a result, I have to wear varifocals.
Which are much more expensive, aren't they?
Horrendously expensive. And I don't really like going to the opticians, not only because I have to fork out a load of money, but also I have a very small head.
Yes.
So it's actually quite difficult, isn't it, to find frames that suit me.
Yes, I remember the last set of frames you had, weren't they supposed to be for children?
I know, I think they were adults once, but they... Yeah. I think the problem is that frames, like many things, have fashionable shapes, and they don't always suit everyone.
Round shapes, or oval, or square, yes.
Mm.
So the optician has to be a scientist, but they also have to help you with your fashion sense as well, I suppose.
And also I don't like it because you have this set price, but then there's all these extra decisions to make about whether you want anti-glare or anti-scratch, and I always feel really bad that I'm not paying even more on top of everything to have the full package, really.
Yes, I don't know why the designer glasses are so much more expensive than
the designer frames.
The designer frames, when they seem to be made in exactly the same way as the cheaper ones.
So you wear glasses, Richard. Aren't you tempted by contact lenses?
I did wear contact lenses rather than glasses, because I was bothered by the glasses, but the contact lenses didn't last very long.
Oh, what happened?
I went swimming.
Oh, with the contact lenses in?
And I forgot they were in, and I opened my eyes, and they were gone.
Oh, so you're in the water and you can't see anything.
Yes. And yeah. Taking them out every night and washing them, that was more hassle than just wearing glasses. So I've stuck to glasses since then.
You do go through quite a few pairs, though, Richard.
Yes, I sit on them, I stand on
you
them, I lose them.
You leave them on the bus.
I left them on the bus, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. What about you, the listeners? Do you wear glasses?
Do you like wearing glasses?
We'd love to hear from you.